In this audio tutorial, I'm going to tell you about this play-along software application and how it will make a difference to your playing skills. Learning to play just one song at a time has its limitations, and it won't help you develop your overall playing skills. Understanding the foundations and rudiments of playing through basic exercises will provide you with the basis on which you can further develop your skills. By starting with basic exercises and working your way up, you will be much better equipped to play more advanced pieces of music later on. This is where structured practice becomes important. By learning the building blocks of playing, those key techniques, you can go on to apply those wherever you play in future. Remember, practice improves accuracy, and accuracy is the route to speed. The software contains short routines grouped into lessons, which you play along with repeatedly, so that those techniques become second nature. The application will allow you to start off slowly, enabling you to gradually increase the tempo as your playing improves. It contains lessons for all abilities. In addition, any skill level can be challenged simply by increasing the tempo. Let's take a look at the application itself, and I'll give you a brief overview of the key features. Once open, you can get started by clicking the large play button, then simply play along on your own instrument. Using the lesson selector, you can choose from a wide range of preloaded content. As you can see, we display the score, the tab, and the fingerboard. You can customize your display by clicking the finger switch arrow once if you prefer to see an inverted version of the fingerboard. A left-handed display can be activated by clicking this arrow twice. A blue marker highlights each note as it plays, so you can follow the music. The visual animation shows upcoming notes, which is especially useful for beginners. If you use the slower button to drop the tempo down, a beginner will have plenty of time to get in place to play the next note. Loop is useful to go over the same routine until you can play it perfectly. Go to Settings in the Advanced menu to change various playback options. Use the Sound menu to choose between hearing either the music only, which serves as a guide to how the piece should sound, the metronome only, which is ideal for repeated practice, or a balanced mix of hearing both metronome and music, which is ideal for getting to grips with its timing. You may need to stop the lesson at any time and resume when convenient. If you have adjusted the playback speed during the routine, these chosen settings will be remembered for next time. Our software is designed to make your practice time more interactive. The inbuilt reporting function allows you to monitor your practice activity and progress over time. For freestyle practice, you'll find the standalone metronome useful, with customizable features that allow for changing rhythm patterns or time signatures. The export and import functions allow you to copy your custom lessons and speed settings to another device for the ultimate convenience. Finally, don't forget the custom lesson creator. It's a great tool to create your own tailored lessons by rearranging the existing content in a way that suits you. This lets you repeat a single routine as many times as you wish, or create a tailor-made lesson containing only the routines you wish to practice, perfect for focusing on key areas. Simply drag and drop individual routines to build up your own custom playlist. You can delete any routine or lesson by holding down on its name for a few seconds. Custom lessons can be selected as normal from the lesson selector. Once you have mastered all the routines included in the software, further your skills by downloading free content updates or import your own content. Remember, great playing requires great practice.